نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو شکست کشتی ہے تیز دارا نظر سے رو پوش ہے کنارا شکست کشتی ہے تیز دارا نظر سے رو پوش ہے کنارا نہیں کوئی نا خدا ہمارا نہیں کوئی نا خدا ہمارا خبر تو عالی مقام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو hearts of the ummat of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and especially those of the walis of Allah Ta'ala and those who are the ashiks of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم they are in severe pain they are in grief they are in sorrow the boat is being lashed by storms the boat of the ummat is being lashed by storms and the boat is also in a dilapidated condition it is not in a fit and a worthy condition to travel the oceans and the best part is even there is a lack of a pilot there's no pilot also to steer this ship of the ummat through these storms that we are traveling through the fitnas are lashing from all sides the fitnas of kufr fitnas of shirk fitnas of irtidad fitnas of all kinds of sins and mischief fitnas in the homes in the colleges universities bazaars and there's just nobody to steer us person is reading this ashar at the roza of mubarak of nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasalam who else is there now that we can turn towards we can only ask you to intercede on our behalf and ask allah tbaraka wa taala to take us out of these storms and give the ummat a pilot everybody is claiming to be a leader of the ummat نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو قدم قدم پہ ہے خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن قدم قدم پہ ہے خوف رہزن जमी भी दुश्मन फलक भी दुश्मन, जमाना हम से हुआ है बदजन, तुम ही मोहब्बत से काम ले लो। नबी अकरम शफी आजम, दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो। तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए, खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो। ND460165, remove your cards when you want to come out. 460165. قدم قدم پہ ہے خوف رہزن، زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن، زمانہ ہم سے ہوا ہے بدزن، زمانہ ہم سے ہوا ہے بدزن، تم ہی محبت سے کام لے لو۔ کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے، کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے، کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے، کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے، کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے۔ تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے، خبر تو خیر الانعام لے لو۔ تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے، خبر تو خیر الانعام لے لو۔ Everyone is angry with the Ummah of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No one seems to be happy. The enemies are unhappy. But even those who are friends, or supposed to be friends, they too are unhappy. Tamam dunya khafa hai humse. Nobody is happy with the deen of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh says, Dunya gale kahar hai, deen nazar mein khar hai, yahi agar bahar hai, aag lage bahar mein. We want to remain Muslims. Our names must remain Muslims. We must be called Muslims. Our nikahs must be performed like Muslims. But we don't want those restrictions that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has placed. We don't want those borders that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has asked us not to cross. We want that same enjoyment, those same pleasures, that same entertainment which the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara and the enemies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enjoy. We also want an enjoyment in those same kinds of entertainment and pleasure. If it's a holiday season and there's some Gunston and there's Wilkie's and Boswell Circus and there's this show and that show, then you say, what is wrong? There was a time when there was not such kind of nudity and shamelessness and indecency and obscenity in such kind of shows. But which Muslim does not know what is shown in those shows today? To take our children there and say we're taking them for entertainment. What kind of entertainment we are taking them for? When those same children become the curse afterwards, then we sit and cry. We say it's holiday season, we must entertain them, we must give them, and not only them, we want our own nafs wants that enjoyment. So we don't want to stay away from those places. We say, what are we going to do during the holidays? For a Muslim, what is a holiday? Does Allah Ta'ala say during the holidays namaz is now maaf because there's a public holiday, so now you have no namaz to perform today? Does Allah Ta'ala say that because it's a public holiday, so now, or it's school holidays, so everyone is now at liberty to go and see whatever his or her eyes desire? Does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala remove the restrictions of adultery, fornication, evil gazing, listening to haram, and entertainment of the evil and haram kind? Are all those restrictions lifted up during the Mubarak days of school holidays? So we don't say that there is no such thing as entertainment and enjoyment. There's laughter, there's joke, there's happiness, there's cheer, together with namaz, with roza, with tilawat, with ibadat, whatever has to be done. But within those boundaries, we are not animals. There are boundaries. And that is where the test is. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi Mujaddidi Millat, he says, one thing worried me for a long, long time. But I did not mention it to my friends because they will also start getting confused. But imagine a great alim like that, but he says it was worrying him. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, some people, he gives them very high rank and stages and all, but with great effort. They have to put in a great effort. They have to make great mujahada against the nafs and against shaitan. And there is a great amount of effort and sacrifice that they have to make, and then they get those high stages. For a period of time, they go through great mujahada. Or they, it might not be the nafs and shaitan, but other kinds of tests and trials come upon them, and they travel through those storms, and then Allah Ta'ala gives them those high stages. He gives them that sukoon in the heart, he gives them that tranquility and all the other namats that we talk about, sweetness of iman. And some people, with hardly much effort, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives that to them. They don't make an effort. There are many people who didn't make any effort. Towards the latter part of their life, just somewhere along the line, a revolution came in their lives. They accepted Islam, Iman, they lived for a few days and passed away. And they got high stages. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a person came, accepted Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned, what must I do now? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, this is what you should be doing. He said, I will not decrease anything, I will not increase anything. He turned round, he fell from his horse, when he was going now, he fell from his horse or camel, and he passed away. Not one namaz he made, not one tilawat he made, no hajj he made, no roza he kept, and he went direct to Jannat. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, some people he gives them like that. There are people who made sincere tawbah from all sins. Sincere tawbah. In Makkah Sharif, I was told by the uncle of a person that was drinking and engaging in many other kinds of haram. And although afterwards he had made hijrat, that nephew of his made hijrat and came away to Makkah Sharif, but even in Makkah Sharif he never used to go for namaz. And then just towards the latter part of his life, suddenly every day he makes ghusl. Early morning he'll make ghusl and he'll go to the Haram Sharif and he'll sit there as long as he can sit. He used to only come out for wuzu, have meals and go back again. He did that for about a week or two. As usual, again, one day he made wuzu, went to the Haram Sharif, he was making his tawaf, kissed the Hajr Aswad, collapsed, and went away to Jannah. Death of that kind is what we should desire. Nevertheless, what I am saying is that Allah Ta'ala only knows. Now some people, Allah Ta'ala, with just a little effort, He doesn't know where He takes them. So he said, now this was worrying, that why, that how can Allah Ta'ala then put his walis through so much of tests? I mean, if such people who were committing sins and other vices and evils and all that, if they can suddenly get the tawfiq of tawbah and then change and then get maghfirat without much effort, they didn't make much nafil or tilawat or zikr, and they started making their qazas, and probably the qazas were not even completed, but they went away, but their sincere niyat was to make all the qazas. So there was great hope that Allah Ta'ala will now give them Jannat. But the walis of Allah Ta'ala, many of them went through so much of tests. Look at the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So he says, then the reply came to my mind that if Allah Ta'ala had to make his muhabbat and his marifat and his yaqeen, everything so easy that without doing anything you just get it in the plate, no effort and you just get it, then the appreciation of that ni'mat would have diminished. There would have been no appreciation of that ni'mat. There would have been no shukr over that ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given. After that mujahada, after that sacrifice, after that effort that the person has put, now when he's enjoying some ni'mats, then he makes extra shukr, that, oh Allah, in what condition I was, and see what you are giving me now. In what condition I was, and see how you have elevated me now. So every ni'mat that he gets, he makes plenty of shukr over it, and he enjoys that ni'mat. As I think I mentioned last week, that if there's sickness, then the person enjoys health, then he appreciates health. If there's darkness, then the person appreciates light. If there was no darkness, there's no appreciation of light. If there was no such thing as poverty, a person wouldn't have appreciated wealth. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts them through that mujahada, so that at the end of it, when they get that marifat and they get that muhabbat and they get that taluk with Allah Ta'ala, and they will get Jannat, then there will be great appreciation of those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, that is why He puts them through those things. So what I was saying is that we all want to be called Muslims, we want to remain with our Muslim names, but we are unhappy, deep down in our heart, we are unhappy with those restrictions. And especially people like us who are sitting in the masjids, who are wearing kurtas, and ladies who are wearing burqas and niqabs, and our children who are also accompanying us to the masjid, things like that, and those who got taluk with works of deen, then during these holiday times, to have that desire, that if only I was not wearing this type of clothes, if only I was not part of the khanqa group, or the tabligh group, or the masjid group, or the talim group, or the madrasas, or the Muslim schools, if only I was not part of that, I too would have been at liberty. Nobody would have restricted me, nobody would have restrained me, nobody would have said a word if I also had been seen in those haram places. Deep down, that is the desire. That is the reason why if there is nobody watching, then the person is gone. When nobody is watching, then the person is gone. Why? Because the person does not have that kind of muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, or does not have that kind of khawf and fear of his azab. If I mentioned this morning in the madrasa, in the tarbiyah lesson, that we teach little children at the age of 2 and 3, Aamantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi. I have believed in Allah Ta'ala as He is with all His names and qualities, and have accepted all Allah Ta'ala's orders. Now we taught that child 2 years, 3 years of age, or in the maktab in the first year, or in nursery class, Aamantu Billah, that is taught everywhere. Now which ahkam of Allah Ta'ala did that child accept? Did that child start wuzu, ghusl, namaz? Does that child know anything about istinja and tahara? Is the child going to keep fast or give zakat? Which ahkam did that child accept? But from that age, we are teaching the child, that keep saying this, that I accept Allah Ta'ala as He is with all His names and qualities, and I have accepted all His orders, so that when the time comes to accept, we have no resistance. So many years after that, the time will come. At the age of 7, this is now, you will start making the child make namaz. And 10 years, then you start reprimanding. But the thing is, the farais, the farz, or the obligation, will only come when it's baligh. But we are teaching the child right from the age of 2 and 3, Aamantu Billah. so that we have no resistance to accept Allah Ta'ala's orders, and we truly believe that if He has asked us not to be in those haram places, there's great benefit for us in it. Great benefit for us. We will find sukoon in our hearts. And the moment we are going to go to those dark spots, then those dark spots will come onto our hearts. When you go to a dark spot, then the dark spot doesn't remain there, it comes onto our heart. And then it makes the heart pitch black and dark, and it will create restlessness, anxieties, worries, fear. So Allah Ta'ala is kind, He is loving, He doesn't want us to go through those kind of problems. So this is what He says, Zami bi dushman, falak bi dushman. But we have made them our dushmans. If we return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they will become our friends.
ये कैसी मंजिल पे आ गए हैं न कोई अपना न हम किसी के ये कैसी मंजिल पे आ गए हैं न कोई अपना न हम किसी के तुम अपने दामन में आज आका तमाम अपने गुलाम ले लो नबी अकरम शफी आजम दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो
अल्लाह तबारक व तआला गिव अस द ट्रू लव ऑफ रसूल पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड अल्लाह तआला रिमूव द उम्मत फ्रॉम टेक द उम्मत आउट ऑफ ऑल द डिफिकल्टीज एंड प्रॉब्लम्स एंड हार्डशिप्स दैट इट इज फेसिंग Yes, that it slipped my mind that what I was saying is that we are teaching the child that I accept Allah Ta'ala as He is with all His names and qualities. Now Allah Ta'ala is Sami, is all hearing. Allah Ta'ala is Basir, is all seeing. Allah Ta'ala is Alim, is all knowing. Now if only these three qualities we can instill into the hearts of the children from that age, right through for the years, long before the child even becomes baligh, we are saying all the time, Allah is watching, Allah is hearing, Allah Ta'ala is seeing, Allah Ta'ala knows. And we keep saying that. So if the child is going to grow up just with those three sifats deeply ingrained in its heart, so many other sifats of Allah Ta'ala, but just these three also, if we have to keep on drumming every day, we tell the child the same thing, Amantu billah, kama huwa bi asma'i wa sifati, but then these three sifats, Allah Ta'ala is seeing, Allah Ta'ala is hearing, and Allah Ta'ala knows. So then the child will accept Allah Ta'ala's orders without any problem. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and everyone the tawfiq.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جلالی گاہ جمالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Kar de fana sab mere irade, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 Deedaye dil mein tujhko basa loon سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہِ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں O Allah, even if I want to forget you, I must not be able to forget you. I must not be able to forget you all my life, O Allah. Even if I wish to forget you, I want to forget you, but you must create such conditions that I don't forget you. Nafs and shaitan wants us to forget that Allah Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala is hearing, Allah Ta'ala is knowing. Or nafs and shaitan will tell us, commit the sin now, later you can make istighfar and tawbah. And doors of tawbah are opened. It is mentioned that those who keep saying that commit sin now, because the doors of tawbah are opened, there is a danger the person could lose his iman before his death. The person who keeps saying that commit sins because the doors of tawbah are opened. The person committed a sin, accidentally he committed, again he got tempted and committed, 100 times he committed. Then he keeps on making tawbah, Allah Ta'ala's doors are open. But purposely he doesn't say that because the doors of tawbah are open, I must go on committing sins. Because I've got ointment at home for burns, therefore I must keep on burning my hand. Because there's a panel beater next door, I must keep on smashing my car. So the doors of Tawbah are definitely open. Allah Ta'ala is willing to accept, no matter how far we may have gone from Deen and from Sharia and from His Muhabbat. But if we just say, Oh Allah, there is no one more sinful than me on earth. Which sin is it that I haven't committed, O my Allah? Forgive me, make me your wali. Give me the tawfiq of doing that which is pleasing to you. Allah Ta'ala will create those conditions. The person will be surprised how Allah Ta'ala will take him along.
But we must become like the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een, or the Awliya Ikram, that this concern is only one concern, that our Allah must not become displeased. The world can become displeased, they can turn away their attention and glance from us. But Allah Ta'ala must not become displeased. If Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased, then it's disaster in the person's life.
Lakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi, lakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. Lakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi, lakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. Chahe badle zamana, nahi uska gham. Aap badle to apna thikana nahi. Chahe badle zamana, nahi uska gham. Aap badle to apna thikana nahi.
And then he says,
koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki.
Allah, will I stop somewhere with my sins, or I will just go on? Will a station ever come in my life where I will say enough is enough? Or will I just go on sinning and sinning and sinning?
Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yun hi umr bhar. Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yun hi umr bhar.
But then he doesn't lose hope, he doesn't despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't consider his sins to be so much that Allah Ta'ala cannot now forgive him. He considers his sins to be like that mosquito that sat on the back of an ox in comparison with Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat and rahmat. That mosquito sat on the back of the ox, and when it was going, then it said, "Oh dear ox, I'm so sorry for having troubled you, that I was such a weight and a burden on your back. I'm sure you must have felt a lot of pain whilst I was sitting on your back. Your bones must have cracked. You must have got a terrible headache." So what does the ox say? "I don't even know when you sat on my back and when you left." So on the one hand there's such fear, and on the other hand there's such hope. That is a Muslim. Bain al-khawf wa raja, between fear and hope. That you must not think of your sins also so much that now we think that Allah Ta'ala can't forgive me, too much.
Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yun hi umr bhar. Maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main, maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main. Apni nazron se lekin girana nahi, apni nazron se lekin girana nahi. Oh Allah, I acknowledge all my sins. I have become an epitome of sins. But do not turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from me.
So when we come like that, Allah Ta'ala will open the floodgates of His rahmat for us. And He will give us inside our hearts such sukoons, such sweetness of iman, that the person will never ever like to return to those sins.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Fir'aun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallahu illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين أي الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او بھائی رحیم اللہ او بھائی کریم اللہ او بھائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ او بھائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ اللہ او بھائی موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ او بھائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اوور بگنگ بولز بیفور یو او اللہ یو آر سیئنگ اس یو آر ہیئرنگ او اللہ یو نو وٹ از گوئنگ تھرو اوور مائنڈس O Allah, we are ashamed of our sins which we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, you have seen everything, you have heard everything, you know everything. But O Allah, we have believed in you as a Kareem Allah, an Allah who gives even without one deserving. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you, and O Allah, you yourself have asked us to beg of you. قال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم Oh Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ Oh Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are begging of you because you dearly love those who beg of you. Ya Allah, man becomes annoyed and angry if somebody begs of him. But oh Allah, you become pleased, you become angry if we don't beg of you. Ya Allah, no matter how much of sins we have committed, but oh Allah, your maghfirat ocean is vast. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth. Oh Allah, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we are coming to you with our mountains of sins. The waliullahs, they come to you with their ibadat, with their zikr, with their tilawat.
with their service to mankind, with their fulfillment of the ahkam of yours and Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, they present their ibadat before you and they beg. But oh Allah, we are presenting before you our mountains of sins. But if man can make dynamite sticks which can blow up huge mountains, then oh Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of our sins which have made our lives miserable, full of anxieties and restlessness. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh Allah, even if there was a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh my beloved Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? It's just your compassion, your forgiveness and your kindness and your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, if you had only seized us the moment we committed sins, none of us would have been surviving. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Oh Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Oh Allah, when we want to commit sins, we look right, we look left. Ya Allah, in front of our parents we don't commit sins. In front of our friends we do not commit sins. Oh Allah, in front of our family members so much of sins we do not commit. Ya Allah, because we consider them to be all seeing, we consider them to be hearing, we consider them to be knowing. Ya Allah, the only one we consider to be blind is you. The one who gave us sight we considered blind. The one who gave us hearing we considered deaf. The one who can give us knowledge, O Allah, we considered without knowledge. My beloved Allah, but we have realized our mistakes. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed. Ya Allah, now forgive each and every one of us. Purify and clean our hearts. The namazes which we miss, give us the tawfiq of qaza. The fast and zakat which we may have delayed, O Allah, give us the tawfiq of qaza. Ya Allah, those on whom hajj is farz, give them the tawfiq of making hajj. Ya Allah, those who are owing and in debts, give them the tawfiq of repaying whatever is due to whomsoever it is due. O Allah, if we have taken away illegally or usurped the right of anyone, give us the tawfiq of returning that to that person. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all our sins. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure. Those who are sick and ailing, oh Allah, give them cure. Whether they are in hospitals or at homes, oh Allah, whether they are in this masjid or at the madrasa, wherever they may be, oh Allah, give them complete shifa from all illness. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Our hearts are sick and diseased, oh my beloved Allah. So much of spiritual diseases have engulfed our hearts. Pride has engulfed our heart. Oh Allah, jealousy, malice, greed, anger. Oh my beloved Allah, which sin is there that is not in our hearts? But oh Allah, you dearly love purification. Ya Allah, purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Fill our hearts and light up our hearts, oh Allah, with the noor of your zikr and tilawat. Light up our hearts, oh Allah, with the noor of ibadat. Oh my beloved Allah, remove malice and greed and pride and anger from our hearts. Oh Allah, unite our hearts. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, give them plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage in your treasures of halal? Oh Allah, we are seeking from you nothing but halal. Don't let even a morsel go down our throats of haram. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from haram. Ya Allah, be one barakat, my beloved Allah. We know that we are the ones who have stopped the barakat coming into our homes. Oh my Allah, when our homes are on interest. Oh Allah, when our carpets are on interest. When our shoes are on interest. When our clothes are on interest. When our watches are on interest. When our glasses are on interest. Oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah. When the curtains in our homes are on interest.
our cars in which we drive on interest. Ah, my beloved Allah, how can barakat ever come when we have engulfed ourselves, oh my beloved Allah, when we have covered ourselves with nothing but haram. Ay mere pyare khuda, but we regret, we are ashamed. Whatever mistake we made, we made. But oh Allah, give us the tawfiq now of sincere repentance. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to come out from the clutches of the banks and from interest payments, from interest taking and giving. Ya Allah, and from all haram activities. Oh my beloved Allah, give us barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our earnings. Ya Allah, barakat in our children, barakat in every ni'mat that you bless us with. Oh Allah, because of our sins, do not snatch away our ni'mats. Do not snatch away the bounties that you have blessed us with because of our sins. Oh Allah, bless us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your qurb and your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with trust and tawakkul in you. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, when we stick two pages with glue and we want to separate the pages will tear but they will not separate. Oh my beloved Allah, let our hearts be shattered to smithereens, but oh Allah, don't separate us from you. Don't let nafs and shaitan separate us from you. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with your love, oh Allah, with so much of your love that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that you have ordered. And oh Allah, the love of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of it that it becomes easy to follow his beautiful example. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Distance us from the sinful and haram places. Ya Allah, we want sukoon in our hearts. We are seeking from you sukoon, O my Allah. We are seeking tranquility, serenity, joy and happiness in our lives. Ya Allah, bless us all with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, our children, make them the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes. Oh Allah, so many parents are crying that their children are gone into drugs and drinks and women and vices. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't know what our children and grandchildren will be seeing tomorrow. Ya Allah, protect our children too and their children too. Bring everybody back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, what else can we do but plead and beg and ask of you? For we are being lashed by storms from all sides. Storms from the right, fitnas from the left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, and fitnas are pouring from the satellite through our television boxes into our homes, oh my Allah. My beloved Allah, give us hidayat. Ya Allah, put haya and shame in our hearts, in the hearts of our sisters, our mothers, our grandmothers. Ya Allah, where the whole family is going to sit together and watch obscene and shameless and indecent scenes, then oh my beloved Allah, where is the iman? Ya Allah, your walis used to make ibadat and cry. They used to make zikr tilawat and cry that we haven't been able to do justice. But oh Allah, we commit sins and laugh. We commit sins and brag. We commit sins and advertise. Oh my beloved Allah, tonight we are making sincere tawbah. We want to become yours, oh my Allah. And we want you to become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you become ours, everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Oh Allah, some are asking certain things from you, others are asking other things from you. But we are seeking you from you. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch maangta hai. Ilahi mein tujhse talabgar tera. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirat. Do not deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of Akhirat. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, from the azab of Akhirat. O Allah, let us cross pull Sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning. O my beloved Allah, bless us with Jam-e Kawthar from the Mubarak hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enter us into Jannat in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Taba-Tabi'in, the Rabba-Mashayikh. O my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire Ummat, O my Allah. Especially in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan. And O Allah, Africa and other parts of the world, wherever the Ummat of Rasul-e-Pak is suffering, O Allah, remove their suffering. Ya Allah, we have got no more any dignity, any honor, any respect left in the sight of anyone. Ay Allah, ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hai, na koi apna na hum kisi ke. Oh my Allah, but you are ours, become ours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the entire mankind. Let the winds of hidayat blow. Those who are, oh Allah, from the kuffar, the mushriki, the yahood, the nasara and the enemies of Islam, give them hidayat. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam and Iman.